Welcome to Ghost Tales by the Fireside. About 9 miles from Stratford-upon-Avon in Warwickshire, England, is the picturesque town of Henley in Arden. It started as a small hamlet within the Forest of Arden and began to flourish in the 13th century during the reign of Matilda when she granted rights to a market in the nearby Beaudesert Castle. Now gone, Beaudesert Castle stood on a hilltop that is now known as the Mount, the site of a much older Iron Age fort called Donnelly. There are 150 listed buildings in Henley in Arden, with a great choice of pubs, restaurants and other businesses, including the beautiful 13th century White Swan Hotel on the High Street. The present building was built between 1550 and 1565 and replaced the previous inn that was in use from 1352. Some of the stones in the main bar are believed to be from the castle. Many notable people have stayed at the inn, including Charles II, William Shakespeare and John Byng. The 18th century poet William Shenstone wrote the following about the White Swan. "Whoever has travelled life's dull round, wherever his stages may have been, may sigh to think he still has found the warmest welcome at the inn." The White Swan was once run by the actor Michael Alphick and was included in a fight scene in the cult film I Bought a Vampire Motorcycle. The inn was once a well-known stopping point on the stagecoach route from Lichfield to London. From 1845 to 1903, the local court was held at the inn. The courtyard had a scaffold and was used for public hangings. The ghost of a lady executed for murder is said to have remained for years pacing the courtyard. The ghost of a lady known as 18-year-old Virginia Black has been witnessed walking the hotel corridors and has been seen in room 17. It is believed that she was a prostitute and she died from a fall or was pushed down the stairs by a client after an argument in 1845. She has also been known to pull the bedsheets from sleeping residents. The ghost of a child has also been seen in the hotel. The magnificent Ettington Park Hotel in Alderminster near Stratford-upon-Avon is reputed to be the most haunted hotel in the United Kingdom. With over 1,000 years of history that may even go back to Roman times, Ettington Park stayed within the Shirley family since before the Norman Conquest and has since been a World War II prisoner of war camp, a club and a school. In 1979, a fire broke out and the house was badly damaged. It stood empty until 1983. When it was restored to its former glory and became a hotel. The most well-known ghost is of a young maidservant wearing a white gown who has been seen around the main staircase and in the Oak Room restaurant. It is said that after an argument with the squire, she fell or was pushed down the stairs and broke her back. An old Victorian lady in a black dress has been seen in the reception and conservatory too. In the same area, a man with a dog has been seen by many people. He walks across the reception and into the library, but then disappears. It is believed to be the apparition of Edward Shirley, a previous owner of the house. On regular occasions, a book in the library falls off the shelf. It is always the same book, St. Ronan's Well by Sir Walter Scott. It always lands on the same page, showing what reads. "A merry place, 'tis said, in days of yore, but something ails it now. The place is cursed." The sounds of billiards being played and men holding conversation is also often heard. In the drawing room, the curtains have been known to be opened and closed without anyone being in the room. A barefooted lady in Victorian attire has also been seen, accompanied by the voices of women talking. An elderly lady and a soldier have been seen on regular occasions in the long gallery. Many guests have reported the feeling of being watched as they walk through. In the 19th century, two boys thought to be members of the Shirley family sadly drowned in the nearby River Stour, where it flows through the estate. The boys have been seen on the grounds and in the house. They have been known to play tricks on staff and guests. The chapel room was once a small chapel for the family. People once brought their children to the chapel in hope for a cure from the plague. People have said that they've felt a cold, sad feeling in the room. The back stairs have had the highest amount of ghost sightings. A room nearby is haunted by a man who hung himself from the rafters. A lady in a grey dress surrounded by a white mist has been witnessed all over the hotel and grounds, often accompanied by a monk. She is known as Lady Emma and is thought to have been a previous governess. It is said that she draws you towards her, even if you're terrified. The frontage of the house was used in the classic 1963 film The Haunting as Hill House. Members of the cast and crew experienced much paranormal activity. The film was modernised and made into a 10-part series in 2018, titled The Haunting of Hill House.